Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, November 14th. You'll be interested to know. Today is National Pickle Day. This celebration recognizes the rich history of pickling, which has existed for thousands of years, providing vital preservation methods. The cucumber, most commonly associated with the term pickle, was introduced to North America by Christopher Columbus in 1492. Immigrants later popularized kosher dill pickles, shaping America's culinary landscape. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and feels like 19 degrees with 15 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:22, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:35. It looks like we're in for a sunny Thursday, with temperatures reaching around 45 and a gentle north wind blowing at 7 to 10. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 28 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be at 9:15 with a low tide at 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 53 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a chance of rain Friday morning with mostly sunny skies at a high near 50. Saturday brings partly sunny skies with a high near 54. Sunday will be mostly sunny and warmer with a high near 58. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows around 41 to 43. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the city of Boston is taking significant steps to enhance youth access to sports, regardless of income or location. On November 13th, Mayor Michelle Wu announced a total of $300,000 in grants for 55 community athletics programs. These funds will help cover equipment, fees, and other costs that often hinder participation. Wu emphasized, "Whether you can pay should never be a barrier to whether you can play." Additionally, Boston has launched an online map of sports facilities designed to help residents easily locate venues for various activities. The initiative aims to foster well-rounded young athletes, both on and off the field. Now on to sports. The Philadelphia Eagles, with a record of 7-2, are set to host the Washington Commanders, who stand at 7-3, on Thursday Night Football. In their upcoming matchup, Jalen Hurts, boasting 22 total touchdowns, aims to capitalize on Washington's struggling run defense, ranked 28th. Keep an eye on Zach Ertz as a crucial target for rookie Jaden Daniels. The Eagles are favored by 3.5, with the over-under set at 49.5. In local sports, last night, the Celtics crushed the Nets 139-114 at Barclays Center. Jason Tatum dazzled with 36 points, 10 assists, and 8 rebounds. Jaylen Brown contributed 24 points and 12 rebounds. The Seas showcased dominant teamwork, pushing their record to 10-3, while Brooklyn drops to 5-7. Saturday night, the Celtics host the struggling Toronto Raptors, sitting at 2-10 at the Garden. Tonight, the 8-7-2 Bruins head to Dallas to face the Stars, who boast a 9-5-0 record. The Bees are the underdogs by 1.5. In top news, intermittent fasting may help with weight loss, but recent research indicates it is not the miracle health solution many hoped for. While studies show time-restricted eating can reduce daily caloric intake, leading to weight loss of up to 8%, it does not significantly improve health markers like inflammation or longevity. Some experts express concerns that fasting can hinder muscle retention. Prominent health figures have even abandoned fasting regimens due to muscle loss. Ongoing research suggests that maintaining an earlier eating window may yield better health benefits than fasting alone, emphasizing the importance of overall diet quality. In business news, Blue Sky has gained over 1.2 million new users in just 1 week, reflecting a shift in social media habits following the United States presidential election. The startup positions itself as a viable alternative to Rivals X, owned by Elon Musk, and Meta's Threads. With over 15 million users, Blue Sky remains significantly smaller than its competitors. Recently, users have expressed concerns about X content, with one stating that it has become a Trump propaganda machine. This surge follows another increase of 2 million users in September, after X faced suspension in Brazil. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $90,000. Ethereum is just over $3,200. And Goetze's Maximus is about 93 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. In an exciting breakthrough for conservationists, a cloned black-footed ferret named Antonia has successfully given birth to two healthy kits. This marks the first instance of a clone reproducing in this endangered species, which currently has only about 370 individuals remaining in the wild. Antonia was cloned from the DNA of a ferret that died in 1988. Despite one kit's unfortunate passing, the surviving male and female are thriving under expert care. Paul Marinari, senior curator at the Smithsonian National Zoo and Conservation Biology Institute, hailed this event as a significant milestone in endangered species conservation efforts. And in entertainment news, before diving into season 2 of The Diplomat, remember the intense cliffhanger from season 1. The series follows diplomat Kate Wyler, played by Carrie Russell, who is navigating her new role as the U.S. ambassador to Great Britain. After a bombing leaves several characters in peril, Kate uncovers that Prime Minister Nicole Trowbridge, portrayed by Rory Kinnear, may be involved. As political tensions rise, Kate's husband, Hal Wyler, complicates matters with his unpredictable behavior. All 6 episodes of The Diplomat Season 2 are available now on Netflix. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the motivational speaker and author, Zig Ziglar. And he said, "What you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.